The following is an encore presentation from CKUW's archives. Archives of your favorite local programming are available online at ckuw.ca/schedule.
Background there, that is a little bit of New Order with Leave Me Alone off Power Corruption and Lies. Welcome to another episode of Adult Kindergarten. Here is Death Grips.
I keep giving bad people good ideas. marine at night time, waiting water line down by the high sea. Take a drink by the drinker. Fucked up in the flow. Stone. And get sucked by the sea. And take a dip. Waiting one ride for that guy to arrive. Well, he don't know that. I'll be killed. 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 I'll be killed.
Yeah, welcome back, Adult Kindergarten. And that was the Jesus Lizard talking about swimming and stuff. And off their album Goat, which truly is the Goat Jesus Lizard album, I think, maybe. Hey, friends and neighbors, you're listening to Adult Kindergarten on Adult Kindergarten on CKUW 95.9 FM. And I have a special guest this week, Kiki. Hello.
Hello, Jeff.
Yeah. So, for those who don't know, Kiki, well, maybe you can tell a little bit about the kind of music you make and what you do. Tell us a little bit about that.
Thank you, Jeff. I just like to mess around. I've made some music once or twice. Most recently am making music as Icky Cuts, where I'm doing some collage stuff and rapping. And I used to do stuff as Sister Grimace or Grimace.
Yes.
And I have had a few different collaborations around that too. Existential Threat, a notable project. It was chaos.
I think the first time I played with you, you were doing the Existential Threat thing.
Right, yeah. Which is my collaborator, Saucer, was making beats and I was rapping over it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I making beats or making tapes, making weird sound collages and rapping. That's what I like to do.
So I'm curious. Like, you see, I've got you in interview mode now, and I'll just sort of like drift in and out of interview mode.
We're just here to listen
because we're here. We're like playing records and having fun and stuff. But also, you know, I've got a noted local artist in, so we got to talk about things. So tell me though, like. So just in your mind, in terms of like different projects, like the new one, the say it again, Icky Cuts, and then Sister Grimace, mm-hmm. for example, what's the conceptual divide for you? Like, how are those projects different in your mind?
I think of Sister Grimace as it's really a collection of verses that I wrote when I was very young.
Mm.
And that was kind of the unifying thread because I do a lot of improvisational beats.
Right. I know.
Like,
yeah.
That's my whole vibe. I'm just showing up with gear and making something up that I can spit some poetry over. I wrote a lot of those verses when I was like 19, 20, yeah. 23. I'm getting into my 30s now, and I treasure those verses, but I want to, yeah, I feel like I'm starting a new chapter where it's a different vibe. A lot of those verses I approached with a very like automatic writing idea.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was like I couldn't change any of the words. Because I was the challenge was to make whatever dumb stuff I had written down sound good.
Mm-hmm.
And now I find that I want to refine. I want to try and create verses that are like really tight. And it's because I've worked on them, because I've like, yeah, I've refined them. So it's those are some of the differences. And also, I am pretty sure I am now putting my foot down, and I don't think I'm going to really make beats as much anymore when I do stuff. I want to just focus on doing the
more of a freeform vibe.
Well, no, like no. I want to get other people to make my focus on the beat, so I can focus on delivery, because I feel like I.
You want to free your mind.
I want to be present in that delivery, because it can be quite distracting to have to do both roles. Born out of just, I don't know, I needed beats, so yeah. Make them, and that was a whole pathway I went down where for a while I stopped doing rap stuff, because yeah. I just was like, I just
because you're already, you know, juggling the chainsaws and stuff, right?
Yeah, I want metaphorically, else to yeah, surround me with chainsaws. That's
yeah, totally.
The only
yeah.
way I can truly feel alive.
So, yeah. So before the Jesus Lizard, we played Harry Cruz with SOS. Yeah, Harry Cruz, Lydia Lunch, and Kim Gordon.
Sick,
right? Yeah, that was pretty good. I have that record, but I hadn't heard it in ages, and I was like, wow, it's pretty awesome. Why don't I play this more? Maybe because like I'm not so intense all the time. I can't handle playing something that intense every day, you know. So yes, and start things off with Death Grips with Giving Bad People Good Ideas. Yeah. So, yeah, so we're just hanging out, and we're going to collaborate here. We're going to play a lot of, like, crazy. We have a huge, like, stack of vinyl that we could not possibly get through today. So Kiki and I are going to, like, scratch our heads and figure out what vibes together well. And yeah.
Yeah.
And then hopefully later in the show we can play some of your stuff, and we'll have a good old time. You know, it'll be great.
Oh, we'll see.
We'll see
okay. If the vibe dictates, if the vibe allows.
Fair enough. Okay. No pressure or anything, but a little, well, maybe a little pressure. Okay. We're going to hear from Pharmacon with Bestial Burden. And, you know, I feel that Pharmacon inspires me with such hope, because you know we need more like scary, frightening music in the modern era, and I feel that's what Pharmacon brings to the table. Right, so let's do it up. This is Bestial Burden.
Boo.
And you're listening to Adult Kindergarten on CKUW 95.9 FM. And that was the legendary Chris and Cozy. I was just playing in the background there as well. Chris and Cozy, who were once members of Throbbing Gristle before that group split up into Psychic TV and Coil and Chris and Cozy and all that fun stuff. Yeah, all the goodies. And before that, Test Department with Total Statement from Beat the Retreat, and start things off with Pharmacon with Bestial Burden. And for those of you who just tuned in, I'm kicking it here with Kiki Cuts.
Hey.
Yeah, and we're just playing a weird menage of stuff. And I think I've convinced Kiki that later on in the show, we're going to play some of her stuff, some of her home recordings. So we're going to get to that in just a bit. So please stay tuned. Okay. I'm going to play some German stuff right now. Here is something from Cluster. And this is a track off Zuckerzeit called Karamba. Let's give it a listen. Coming up, we've got some Faust as well and some Negative Land. So do stay tuned. We'll be right back.
punk.
The button. The door opens to let you in. Then the door closes behind you in safe, secure comfort.
Your family's safe, secure comfort. But hurry, but hurry, but hurry, but hurry. Thank you.
Right at this moment, you're listening to the Los Angeles Free Music Society, who are a group of freeform Sound artists that have been active since the mid-70s, and there have been a number of splinter groups like Smegma and the Duduettes and so on. And I was just telling Kiki off air, I discovered this group when I was living in Japan, and there was a concert in Tokyo one day with these guys playing, and it was they were playing an 8-hour set, and it was great, but I only stayed for 3 hours because you know, I got the idea. I got the idea after three, you know, and then I had other things to do. Wanted to get some shopping done, but yeah, pretty fab. And then, before that, we heard some Faust off the Faust tapes, and we just played a whole bunch of whacked out stuff from that. And that was mixed up with Negative Land with a big 10 to 8 place. And started things off with Cluster and Caramba. So yeah, we're just hanging out. We're just chilling and playing some stuff. And
you know, this,
yeah, having a good time. And this
thanks
is
for inviting me,
of
Jeff.
Of course,
this is my favorite place to be.
Absolutely, I feel that way too. Like coming in here every week and just geeking out on records. I mean, to tell the truth. I would do this at home, you know, even if I, you know, if there were no radio transmitter. But, you know, the mm-hmm. fact that I can be geeky to the whole city is pretty rewarding, I suppose.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, it's my pleasure. Thanks for geeking out with me. So we're about to play the Captain Beefheart and the Magic Band. Oh, and the Cramps, too. I forgot. Yeah, okay. We're going to play the Cramps, and then we're going to play some Captain Beefheart and his Magic Band. So this is off a 7-inch that you brought in. Like, tell us about this 7-inch that you brought in.
It came to me from my partner's mother's collection of 7-inches.
Well, that's very cool.
Quite a lot of nonsense. But this and Crass as well, like sheep farming in the Falklands, which I didn't bring because we've probably already gone over our limit with the Kim Gordon earlier.
Okay, sheep farming in the Falklands. I can only imagine, you know, with Crass. Wow.
But yeah, so a lot of stuff you'd expect, but I thought this one was really cool.
Yeah. Okay. You know, this is one like concert regret for me. Like I wish that I had a chance to see the Cramps in their day, you know. Mm. Yeah, but alas, Lux Interior was taken from us, you know. Yeah,
that would be a sick zombie band though,
like, I suppose so, right? Yeah,
never mind holographs.
Yeah. Okay, so what's this Cramps song called? Oh, let's find out. Here's the
It's called the Give Me a Woman.
Give Me a Woman. Okay. All right. The Cramps with Give Me a Woman.
Give me a woman. chain. Pull her. Bat chain, pull her. Pull her, pull her. Chain puller.
A chain with yellow lights that glistens like oil beads. And on it, slick, smooth trunk that trails behind on cracks and thumps. Limp and retrieves.
Bat chain puller. Puller, puller.
Bulbs shoot from its snoot and vanish into darkness. It whistles like a root snatched from dry earth. Sod busts and rakes with gray dust claws, announces its coming in the morning. This train with gray tubes that houses people's very thoughts and belongings. Remains and belongings. A gray cloth patch caught with four threads in the hollow wind of its stacks. Ripples, felt fades, and gray sparks clacks. Lunge into cushioned thickets. Green inflated trees blown up into marshmallow soot that walks away in faulty circles caught in gray blisters. With twinkling lights and green sashes. And break in agony in zones of rust. They kill gold, sawdust into dust. Bat chain puller. Puller. Bat chain puller. Puller. Bat
puller. Batching puller. Puller, puller. Puller, puller. Puller, puller. Batching puller. Batching puller.
We'll be right back. bachelor beat. The sun does funny things. He's like some prankster's cheat. I could swear that the city's like a magic beach. Cause against the curb, I can hear those freeways beat now. Come on, darling. Come on, darling. It feels like heaven. It feels like heaven. It feels like heaven. It's not your problem. It feels like heaven. It feels like heaven. Like heaven, it's not your problem. A mere summer's night, and on a magic beach, the dreams that come to me, they don't look out of reach. But in the mirror,
thank you.
Hey, friends and neighbors. We're just listening to the Boredoms right now, and I'm just going to fade that down. This is Super Route 7, by the way, with a very noy vibe, very krautrock kind of thing going on. You know, they stopped being all noisy in the 90s, and then come 2000, they went all spacey, which is great. I love both iterations of the Boredoms. Yeah, and then we heard before that, we heard Gang of Four off Solid Gold. We heard What We All Want. Perubu in before that with Heaven, and The Cramps in before that. So, and I'm here with Kiki. Icky Cuts.
It's me.
Yeah, so we're going to... I've persuaded Kiki to let me play some of her stuff, and this is going to take us out into the Dub City Steppers. So what can you tell us about what we're about to listen to here?
Well, it's just a little jam. I said earlier that I don't want to make my own beats anymore, so I had a couple friends of mine who are much better at it than I am, who were making some live sort of, I don't know, jungly kind of stuff, whatever, some breaks and some bass and stuff. So they were jamming that out, and I just, like, we were just hanging out. I was yelling, so that's kind of what we've got to look forward to. Me yelling over jungle or something.
Awesome.
So check it out. My friends that I was working with got my partner Nigel and my friend Lucas. Nigel's SoundCloud is Picari Sweat, I want to say. Lucas is what's his SoundCloud? I forget. He's Vakiri. You can find him on all streaming platforms.
Okay.
Some really cool drum and bass and rave music. Anyways, yeah, enjoy.
Okay, let's give it a listen. Does this track have a title?
No, it's just an untitled jam.
This is Icky Cuts with Untitled Jam.
Raw.
All right, let's give it a whir. Okay, you've been listening to Adult Kindergarten, CKUW 95.9 FM. Tune in every Thursday for more of the same. Okay, let's give it a whir. Thank you.
It's just the truth. It's just me when she did it.